Now, I want to move out of the water and onto the beach and into the park and talk about cleaning up our own messes. Late last year, you might have heard me chatting to Caroline Hanks from Noatuk. She is an absolute crusader for trying to keep the city clean and deal with plastic pollution in particular. She's done so much work to lobby against pollution associated with running races, for example. And last year, we chatted to Caroline about a number of things, including moves to try and help people pick up the poo when they are walking their dogs on the green on the Noatuk green and on the beach. And in the interim, since that last conversation, she has pioneered an attempt to deal with plastic pollution on the beach in particular in a very creative and artistic way. So I'm delighted to have a chance to be able to say hello to her again, and welcome to Cape Talk in 2020, Caroline Hanks. Lovely to have you on the show again.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for the invite.
Let's talk about Kakapo the whale and the story of the whale that some may have spotted and some may wonder what on earth we're talking about. We're not talking about an actual whale beached on the beach. We're talking about an artist's rendition of a whale. Caroline, tell us the story.
So an amazing guy called Innocent in Simonstown made us this beautiful big wire whale with a blowhole that's open at the top. And the whole idea was to encourage beach walkers to make the most of their walk and to actually pick up, you know, more than three pieces, but a whole bag full ideally, and then empty the bag into the whale. And we're really encouraging them to just focus on ocean-borne, you know, plastic. It is invariably plastic. And then it's been up for quite a while, a couple of months. And in that time, we have removed, because we can open up her mouth, it's been designed that way.
Yeah.
We've removed 22 full garbage bags out of her belly. And that's obviously trash that would have been on the beach and possibly recirculated into the ocean. So it's a lovely kind of awareness creating thing. It gets people involved. It's not just us paying our two guys with community funds, which we've got going as well, Project Noatuk. It's actually having people get involved. And it was amazing. The other day I sat down at the beach chatting to a friend on the bench, and I was there for about an hour just watching the interaction with the whale. Mm-hmm. And everyone is so positive. You know, young people grabbing a bag. We've got an honesty box with upcycled bags. Grabbing a bag, taking it on their walk, filling it up, and putting the bag back. And it's just really lovely to see.
I'm so glad it's been well supported. I know you had a couple of hiccups in the early days about getting it positioned in the right place and permits, etc. But that's all happened. It is there and allowed to be there, and people are using it, which is the main thing. And Caroline, as you say, it may be a couple of bags of garbage at this point, but that will grow, we hope, into a much more substantial amount. And every one of those bags is a bag full less of stuff floating in the sea and washing back up on the beach again. What's the sort of have you noticed an impact in terms of the cleanliness and the overall look of the beach since the whale went up?
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, I actually get quite, not offended, but I get quite upset if I see that there's not much going into the whale. But I think that's actually a hell of a good sign. It means that, you know, things are being cleaned up. And, over the Christmas period, it just got full so quickly. And you can see that it's beach trash because it's got that sandy, you know, thing.
Yeah.
So it is. It's very exciting, and I know I've worked closely with the city. One particular person who you know helped us reposition her, and he's very keen to roll this out on all sorts of other beaches as well. So down the line, that may well happen.
That's fantastic to hear. Now, it's not only the beaches that we were worried about. I know there was a lot of concern around not just plastic pollution, but dog poo on both the beaches and the Noatuk Common area. And when we chatted last year, Caroline, you'd introduced a worm composting system where people were being encouraged to not just pick up their dog poo behind them, but put them into the composting system to partly create awareness that this is something that can work on a bigger scale, but just to encourage everyone to be a little bit more proactive about keeping their neighborhood clean. How's that project going?
That's going very well. Again, that was started in June, July last year. And in that time, we're pretty confident we've removed 600 kilograms of dog feces. So that's diverted from landfill. No, it's quite significant. We're dealing with it all here on my property. We're trying to perfect the composting of that, and it's going well. We've already got some good soil coming out of it. And the whole idea there is that people use these very, have been tried and tested compostable bags or the poop scoops that we provide. So we've got 5 bins in total in different parts of Noatuk. And that's also really, the uptake has been phenomenally positive. You know, when I was watching people, they were engaging with the bins, and even children were picking up poo in the proper bags and popping them in.
Fantastic.
So my only thing, you know, now that I'm on the radio, would just be to say, just to caution people against putting plastic bags in those systems, because they obviously the worms can't digest. And I spend quite a bit of time hauling plastic out of these bins. Ooh, unfortunately.
That can't be pleasant, yeah.
No, it's not. So that's the only thing. But I mean, it's just about time and uptake, and it has been pretty good so far.
Caroline, again, I just want to say I really salute you for the effort, the personal effort that you put into keeping your part of Cape Town clean and taking personal responsibility and trying to teach others to do the same. Any message to somebody listening going, gosh, I wish there was someone like that who could get something like this started in my neighborhood? I'd love for you to encourage them to be that person themselves. What would your message be?
Well, I've had many phone calls, actually, of people who want to set up the same system in their community and just do it. You know, it's a little bit of time and effort. I go down every day and check the bins, and I am privileged to have that time. I understand that. But just do it. And I think we can be so overwhelmed with the news of the doom and gloom around the planet, climate change, but this is something we can do, and we can get others involved. And it's incredibly positive feeling. You know, otherwise, you just become horribly depressed about what's happening. But this is important. Waste management's important. So that would not be my message.
Okay. And speaking of waste management, Caroline, you also do a lot in terms of creative development of products that are alternatives to the single-use plastics. In closing, won't you just remind us of a Facebook site or website we can direct listeners to check out what you offer?
Thank you. It's single-use plastic alternatives. It's super. I have a Facebook page only. And I make a range of fabric bowl covers and wax wraps and things like that. So just alternatives to cling wrap, really. And they're very beautiful. And, yeah, people enjoy them. Tourists seem to love the Shwe Shwe products particularly.
I've got a couple sitting in my fridge right now, and I think of you every time I use them. Caroline Hanks, thanks for chatting to us today. And good luck to you as those efforts continue into 2020.
Thanks, Pippa. Bye.
Bye-bye. Caroline Hanks, founder of Supa. So on Facebook, you're searching for SUPA, single-use plastic alternatives. She makes them very, very beautiful. They look like little shower caps in different sizes, and you put them on, you know, over the plate of food that you would normally put a piece of cling wrap on. You simply pop over the little shower cap, which is made from a sort of a beeswax coated product, and delivers the same protection for what's underneath without the cling wrap ending up in the landfill, because you just whip off the cap and rinse it out and use it again. So check those out via the Facebook page, and good luck to you. And yeah, I'd love, if there's time, to hear from a couple of Noordhoek residents how you feel about the impact that Caroline and her crusade are making in your valley. I'll say it again. I really salute. This is a prime example of one individual deciding, I don't like what I'm seeing. Rather than sitting back and waiting for other people to fix it, I am going to be the change I want to see in my community. And she started out as a kind of a lone voice in the wilderness, and that voice has been amplified and joined by others the longer she keeps at it. So I really, really do salute her for it. And I hope she is an example that other people will follow going forward. Thanks so much, and good luck to you, Caroline Hanks.